It's 7:45.
Oh no. Giant.
We're already having issues. Well, that's fun. You can tell Owen Poley's not here. Hi, my name is Maxwell Gilly, joined by Lucas McKee. Clearly, we're having a great time this morning. No, but this is the Sports Spotlight. We're off to a great start. I mean, we're just like the Colts right now, just struggling to begin. So, if you can't tell, Owen Poley will not be here. Maxwell Gilly, Lucas McKee in for him, though. And, I mean, it was a great week of the NFL. For the simple fact...
We didn't have to watch the Colts lose.
Exactly. It was so refreshing. And when we look at some Colts news, former Colt T.Y. Hilton, he is back, but he will not be back with the Colts. He will be back this time with the Cowboys. That was really shocking. That, I think, came out of left field. 100%. I mean... You really thought he was going to be one that was just going to be able to finish as a Colt, and clearly that still can happen, but not at this rate right now with him going to the Cowboys. So, I mean, I don't really know.
He's joining late season too, so.
I don't really know what the point of signing him was if you were the Cowboys. They have quality receivers.
They signed the wrong number 13 in blue.
100%. 100%, but, like, why? That's the biggest thing. I mean, we like T.Y. Hilton here. He was a great Indianapolis Colt, but you cannot tell me that over the past few seasons he was the T.Y. Hilton we know and love.
Yeah, with those injuries, after that neck injury, he was just really progressed. I think once Pittman came in, he kind of really, that's when he kind of passed the torch, really. Kind of saw it too in that in Pittman's 2020 year. He didn't really have, I mean, a great, he only had like I think one, maybe two touchdowns, but then started doing better that 2021 year. So after the Colts drafted Pittman, it's been not downhill but kind of downhill for T.Y. I just hope he does better in Dallas. I mean, I don't like Dallas at all, but I for him, and I love T.Y. I hope he does great there.
100%, and it's good for him to get to be on a contending team. So I wonder, I know Odell was a big question for them. I guess clearly that ship has probably sailed 100% for Odell going to Dallas.
Yeah, well,
T.Y.
They said that they've seen flaws in his workout whenever they were during his days with visiting. They said... there was something they didn't like that he was performing. So they didn't think he was ready enough to be back in the NFL yet. So I guess he's either he wants to be on a contending team. So apparently there's still talks with Chiefs as well. And if he really wants to go to a Super Bowl team, that team is going to the Super Bowl. And when you add Odell, or if you add Odell, that team's 100% going to the Super Bowl, and possibly makes that team even the Super Bowl winners.
Would be interesting to see there. We look at Dallas. They survived Houston 27-23, the final score there. How in the world do the Houston Texans in Dallas almost pull off the major upset and beat the Cowboys? I really don't know. It was a weird NFL week.
Well, yeah, because then you had the Jags, who 36-22 Titans. Absolutely destroyed the Titans, and would make which is crazy, because that still makes the division winnable, which is weird, but I don't know.
It's insane. And then we had Mr. Irrelevant for the 49ers,
Brock
Purdy, and it was 35-0, and they moved away from a Tom Brady game on national TV. If you would have told me that at the beginning of the year, the third-string quarterback for the 49ers would end up beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady still, I would have been shocked. And I guess clearly the the issues with Tom Brady may not have been worth it outside of the football field, just by the way the team has performed this year. They have just been frustrating, which I'm all for. Not a big Tom Brady guy here. Don't think any of us are.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of people have been rooting on the downfall of Tom Brady. Maybe not like him, but for him not finally not to be in Super Bowls and stuff, playoffs.
Oh, I wasn't rooting at all for any of the off the field stuff, but the way he's played on the field, I'm all for. We had the Vikings lose to the Lions. The Vikings are the most confusing team. I don't know about them. They're 10-3 on the year. You look at them and you're scared of them, and then they end up losing to the Lions. I mean, congrats to the Lions. We've been saying for a while.
That Lion is a heartfelt, heart built around team. That's a great team right there.
I can't believe they're 6-7 too. That's the thing. They were almost at 500. I think by the way they've been playing as of late, they should finish at least 500, maybe higher. But that's been really fun to see. We look at the Chiefs eliminating Denver Broncos from playoff contention.
Yep.
Boy, were we wrong about the Broncos.
Yeah, absolutely. Thought the Chiefs were actually going to get worse. They somehow seemed to get better.
I remember I was like, you know what we should do? We should go back and listen to our August NFL prediction episode when we thought the Colts were going to go 12-5 and the Chiefs were going to regress.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, were we wrong. Boy, were we wrong. Bills beat the Jets 20-12. Unsurprising there. I mean, the Bills have needed a win so far, so that's good for them. Bengals beat the Browns. We look later. The Eagles beat the Giants 48-22. The Giants have just been falling off. For a while, everyone was saying the Giants, how interesting would it be if we can have the entire NFC East make the playoffs? Right now, it doesn't seem that way. Ravens beat the Steelers in a close ball game. Panthers beat the Seahawks. Panthers are a very confusing team as well. Then on Sunday night, Chargers survived the Dolphins. Patriots win on Monday night. And then the Rams win on Thursday night with Baker Mayfield signed 48 hours prior to the game to lead them to beat the Raiders. I mean, congratulations to the Raiders. You lose to the – you're the only team that Jeff Saturday's Colts have beaten so far. That's been an interesting one so far. So before we take a break, let's go talk about the World Cup. We're in the semifinals. Croatia beats Brazil 1-1. Croatia 4-2 on PKs.
Yeah, that was
advance.
Very brutal game to watch.
That is the worst way to lose in PKs.
Yeah, I was in APC, advanced physical conditioning. I was my friend brought in his phone, which we're not supposed to do, but you know. The World Cup is on, and I'm watching that game, and it's coming down to the last wire with it being 1-1, and then I'm like, all right, I really hope it doesn't come down to penalty kicks. And it did, and unfortunately, Croatia won.
I mean, there goes my pick of Brazil going all the way.
I thought Brazil was going to take it as well.
They were looking so good, too, but that just proves how crazy this World Cup is.
Right, and then after Brazil lost, I'm like, oh, okay, well, then Ronaldo's taking it all the way. Portugal's taking it all the way, and then they lose. Like, what?
I mean, Morocco out of nowhere to make it to the semifinals. First African nation to make it that far. To beat the Cristiano Ronaldo Portugal team.
Ronaldo didn't even play for the first 50th minutes of the game.
Well, yeah, he's been a bit of a problem child as of late, but still impressive nonetheless to get to make it as far as they have. Netherlands Argentina was a fun one. Argentina wins 4-3 on PKs. I mean, that's the first time I think I've ever seen the benches clear almost for soccer with the Argentina player kicking the ball right at them. They were not fans. Didn't matter though, as Argentina will advance. And then finally, France beats England 2-1 to make the semifinals. So we will have Argentina and Croatia, France and Morocco. From the final four, who do you predict to make it to the final?
Argentina.
Argentina. And then is it France or Morocco? Who do you think is going to advance in that one?
I don't know because I don't want to say I know for a fact because I said that about the Brazil Morocco game as well, or Brazil Croatia game as well, and then the Portugal Morocco. But I think Brazil or not Brazil Argentina should definitely make that. But between France and Morocco, I want to say France. That's who I want to say. But Morocco's just been winning off those penalty kicks, like what, 5-6 games in a row now,
something like that. I don't think they've been really scored on that much.
And
in regulation.
Yeah, and they've been underdogs. They've been doubted each time, and then they've won. But I'm going to doubt them once again just because they knocked out Ronaldo, and I think they should lose. So I don't think they're going to make it.
The biggest thing, I think France has overall better talent on their squad.
Yeah.
And that is the only reason why France would advance. So if France-Argentina, that's the final that we have here as our prediction. It'd be great to see Croatia make it. It'd be great to see Morocco make it. But I think better game would probably be Argentina and France.
Yeah,
and,
see Messi in the World Cup.
I would think that France still would be better, but I don't know. There's something about Argentina in the finals. That's my only fear, is that anytime Argentina makes the final, in the big-time moment, they seem to struggle, and that's why I would give the advantage to France in the World Cup final. But third-place match will be December 17th, the final, December 18th, 10 a.m. on our local Fox stations. It's been really fun to get to watch the World Cup. Unfortunately, again, the U.S. getting out as early as they did, but 2026, the U.S. will be getting to make 100% because they're hosting it, and that'll be really fun too. I mean, we look at just how many people have been talking about the World Cup this year. Imagine what it's going to be like when we host the real thing. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about how Purdue, number one in the nation for college hoops. As you are listening to the Sports Spotlight on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Armed Forces, and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for variety.
We are back. This is the Sports Spotlight on Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Max McGilley. We are joined by Lucas McKee. Owen Poley, unable to be here today. So we have been holding down the show, and we had a slow start, but we're back in the action now. The NCAA. The polls are out, and number one for the AP poll, 10-0 on the year, Purdue number one, Virginia two, UConn is three, 8-1 Alabama four, Houston falls down to five, Tennessee six, Texas seven, Kansas eight, Arizona nine, Arkansas 10. Meanwhile, we look ahead, Duke 12, Kentucky 13, 14th for IU, Gonzaga 15. So those are some of the major blue bloods that are still lower, but Purdue gets to be number one. Are you surprised at all to see that Purdue gets ranked number one?
You know, no, because it's good. It's good for the state of basketball. That's what Indiana is. So it looks great. Looks normal. Just looks what it should be. Just hope it stays like that for longer.
I mean, that's the thing. I've never been the person who's like, I'm an IU fan. I'm a Purdue fan. No, I'm just a fan of Indiana basketball in general. And anytime we can have Purdue winning, IU winning, Indiana State has been doing good. Ball State's been doing good. Whenever the state of Indiana is playing well at basketball, we're all fans about it. And you might be saying, well, how is Purdue number one? I know they're undefeated. Well, when you win the Phil Knight Lake Sea, when you beat West Virginia, Gonzaga, and Duke, you beat Florida State, who is always a contender for March Madness. You beat Marquette. They are always in March Madness, albeit it was a close one. And then you already get some big wins in the Big Ten over Minnesota and Nebraska. There's a reason why they are number one. I thought they should have been number one a bit earlier compared to Houston, but finally, revenge is there. But here's my thing. Anytime I see Indiana teams getting all hyped up like this, they always end up disappointing us. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be in the next game for Purdue. I don't know if it's going to be in March Madness, but you just have to expect that Purdue is going to break your heart, because they do that every single year when it comes down to the big moments.
Yeah, and March Madness is so fun. It's one of the most exciting times in the year. You got NBA playoffs, March Madness. It's a great time, and you also got the off season for NFL, depending on how big you are into that. Unless you only watch in season, you don't pay attention to the off season, which is kind of boring. But it's gonna be a great time around that year. I want to get through Christmas first though, because Christmas is fun.
It is 100%. They're looking ahead for some of the top 25 matchups. Top 20 matchup on tomorrow, UCLA, Maryland, top 20 there. Looking for any more exciting matchups over the weekend for top 25. It's not really seeming like we have that much. Oh, yeah, this Saturday, IU at Kansas. That should be a really fun one. We also have UCLA and Kentucky, UConn, Butler. Butler's been looking good this year. Alabama, Gonzaga, North Carolina, Ohio State. And then Tennessee, Arizona in a top 10 matchup. So we got a lot of fun matchups this weekend for NCAA men's basketball. I'm really excited to get to see it. They have the Indy Classic, or whatever they're calling it now, that it used to be Notre Dame, IU, Purdue, and Butler. That matchup had to be disbanded because IU decided they wanted to take on Kansas. But it's still around, so Purdue will be taking on Davidson. I think Ball State's playing Southern Illinois as well, but really exciting weekend for NCAA basketball and for NCAA football. You might be saying, there were no games. You'd be wrong. We had Army and Navy, and in two overtimes, Army beats Navy. That was a really fun one. Anytime we can see Army and Navy play, that's always one of the best matchups of the year.
Yeah, I was not able to watch that because I was at work. But, I normally do watch that game. My dad was watching it. He was texting me about it during my work shift. So I was caught up a little bit during the game, but wasn't able to watch it.
I mean, if you can, anytime you have a game go to double overtime, you know what's an exciting one. Navy has to fire their head coach after this. I mean, that's what happens when you lose to Army. You end up losing your job. So that was really the only NCAA football we had, but we will be having bowl games coming up soon with the Bahamas Bowl between Miami of Ohio and UAB. And then a top 25 matchup, UTSA and Troy for the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl this Friday. So those bowl games, I know I'm weird and I enjoy watching the random games like the Bahamas Bowl and the other Cheez-Its bowls and crap like that. But I just always enjoy that. It's always fun to get to see these small schools. Am I the only one who does that? Probably.
Probably.
There's a group of us, though. We're called the Sickos because we like watching random sports that no one else cares about. Let's go to a sport people do care about, though, with the NBA. The Pacers lose to the Heat 87-82, the lowest scoring game of the year. Victor Oladipo heads back to Indiana. The big question there was, were you going to be cheering for him, yeah, or were you going to be booing for him? I know they made the video because for some reason, I don't remember when this trend started. I think it was 2018. All of a sudden, they're just like, we need to make return videos for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, but I'm still bitter at you most of the time. Why would I want to cheer for you? You left us in pieces. It's not okay. So, yeah, I'm clearly on the I would boo Victor Oladipo. What about you? Were you excited to see him back?
I honestly don't really have a preference towards, unless it was someone, because Man, it's going to sound very disrespectful, but it's, I'm trying not to. Unless there's someone, like, big, then I'd be like, ah, it's either a big deal or not. But it really wasn't that big of a deal for me, especially since my favorite team is not the Pacers. It's whatever team Kevin Durant's on, since Kevin Durant is my favorite player. But it wasn't really that big of a deal for me. I mean, I'm happy to see him play because he obviously wasn't happy here. But, you know, he's happy now, I guess.
Indianapolis, boo this man, boo. Kevin Durant fan, no. But Nets beat the Wizards, so congratulations to that. At least your team knows how to beat the Wizards, unlike the Pacers, who managed to lose on ESPN, like in the first week of the season. So that was fun. But I know we keep saying this every single week. We're a broken record. Pacers are now 14-14. Remember when they were having their winning record and everyone was freaking out because they beat the Orlando Magic twice? Then they had the West Coast trip, and they lost that one.
That went to shambles.
Yeah, I mean, you beat the Wizards.
They won against the defending champs, but that's the only positive they got out of that. And they haven't even been doing good at all, so, you know.
Starting to get a bit frustrating. When we look at the league standings, though, they went away, but we're eighth right now, so we would be in the play-in tournament, which is what I think everyone expected. I don't think anyone was like, the Pacers are going to be number one, but 3-7 in the last 10 games. Two-game losing streak. This is starting to be a problem with this Pacers team. I know they've been having injuries every single time they tweet out their injury report. I swear it was about half the team each time, but still 3-7 in the last 10 games is frustrating. They need to get that fixed. Luckily, we're not even past Christmas yet, so we don't need to overreact, but I'm going to do it anyway. They need to get this fixed. It's really a problem, 3-7. Unacceptable. So if we look at the standings right now, 21-7, the Celtics number one, Milwaukee two, Cleveland up to third, your Brooklyn Nets are fourth, Philly is fifth, Knicks sixth, Atlanta is seventh, tied with the Pacers, and ninth is Toronto, tenth is Miami. Chi-Town, Chicago is 11th, 11-15 looking on, 11-17 for the Wizards, Orlando, Charlotte, and then Detroit without Cade Cunningham now. He's out for the rest of the season. Every time I look at Detroit, I'm always like, you have some talent around you. You have youth players. They just don't play well together, and now everyone is hurt. So that's not good for them. Meanwhile, we look at the Western Conference. That has been the most confusing conference. Eastern seeing Boston, Milwaukee, unsurprising. Cleveland, eh. Good for them. But the Western Conference, New Orleans, 18-8 in first. Half a game behind is Memphis in second. Denver third. Phoenix fourth. Sacramento up to fifth. Boy, is that surprising. Every single year, Sacramento sucks. But not this year. Portland sixth. Clippers seventh. Dallas eighth. Golden State ninth. Utah tenth. Minnesota 11th. Lakers 12th. 13th is Oklahoma City. San Antonio 14th. Houston is 15th. But how about the Pelicans able to be number one?
They're number one, and they get the number one pick in the draft.
It's insane just how this has been the weirdest sports year. I'm just saying that. We said that multiple times. I don't know what is in the air this year. It's been crazy so far.
For all sports, it seems like. But it seems like sports are getting talked about more this year, and then weirder stuff's happening in the sports. Crazy things are happening. It's a weird year for sports.
If you thought 2022 was weird, wait until we get to 2023. You can only imagine that. But no, congratulations to New Orleans. It's great to see the variety in the NBA when you see New Orleans doing well. Memphis doing good with Ja, unsurprising there. Sacramento. Everyone has always been giving up on Sacramento. They're doing good. Same with Portland. And the Lakers doing better. They're 6-4 now.
I was going to say, they've been on a little decent win streak.
They're crawling back somewhat. I mean, geez. Everyone was like, the Pacers beat the Lakers, but a last-second shot.
Yeah, literally last
if
second.
If you want to just say how that West Coast trip went, if he would have missed that, I think we would have been much more disappointed there as Indiana fans. It's been a crazy, crazy time so far. One thing we forgot to do when we were talking about the NFL, and we're going to go back now, look at the standings. The AFC East, Buffalo running away with it now. They're 10-3, 2-2 in the division, though. Miami 2-1, New England 2-2. So really, the AFC East, Buffalo has the better record, but that is one that is up for in the air. AFC North, Baltimore's undefeated. They basically are the only ones in contention now, with Cincinnati being 2-3, 2-2, Cleveland 1-3, Pittsburgh. When we look at the AFC South, it's 3-1 for the Titans, 2-2 for Jacksonville, 1-3-1 for the Colts. They still could make it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a whole lot
of fighting.
Losing.
Fighting for the Colts team and losing for the AFC South.
But by the way they've been playing, they haven't really looked like that. I mean, right now,
defense is the only thing that could win them any of their games.
Exactly. And right now, only Houston and Denver are eliminated from their respective divisions. We'll look at the West now. Kansas City undefeated. Chargers 2-3. 3-2. Vegas 0-4. The Broncos. So, really, Kansas City will run away with this one. Looking now at the NFC for the division. 3-1. Philly's already in the playoffs. Dallas is 3-1, so it's really a battle there. I'm excited to see Dallas and Philly down the stretch. 3-1 for the NFC North. We see the Vikings and the Lions. The Lions have a chance to win their division. Who would have thought that? Same with the NFC South. Tampa Bay 3-1. Carolina 3-1 with all the trouble they've been having. Their quarterbacks being out. Everything like that. They have a chance to win their division. And then for the West, San Francisco with the third-string quarterback is 4-1 and Seattle 3-1. Those are the division standings. But, man.
It's a really weird year. All these teams that we never would have thought like would have made playoffs. Like 2 years ago, we never would have thought made playoffs. In 5 years, they're now could win their division. It's crazy.
I mean, the Super Bowl champion Rams
are
terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Pretty much. And they still have a lot of those guys from last year, too.
Yeah.
And some of their stars. Cooper Kupp, he's been there. He's been struggling just because Stafford's been hurt. They have had to go to three
Cooper
different
Kupp's,
quarterbacks now.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's been.
He's been there. Just been there. It's been a struggle so far. So. We are now going to be taking a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about the new number one team in the state of Indiana for high school hoops. You're going to want to hear this, Ben Davis fans. Come up next on the Sports Spotlight, Indy's Giant 90.9.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Being grandparents, we assumed WIC wasn't for us. We were scraping by as it was. And then we had this baby to feed. A friend at church told us our granddaughter could qualify for WIC. So we checked into it, and she did. We really felt like we had made new friends on our first visit to the WIC office, and I'd say they loved watching her grow just about as much as we did.
WIC, feed your family's future. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. Maxwell Gilley, Lucas McKee, no Owen Poley. Right before we talk about high school hoops, we're going to go once more time around the big news. The Heisman winner, USC's Caleb Williams, wins it all. Were you surprised to see Caleb Williams win the Heisman?
Yeah. And he'd had a great year, so not any disrespect to him, but I don't think it deserved to go to him. I believe it should have went to either CJ Stroud or Max, because I don't know. I feel like Max definitely played a great season for the college he's in and the team he has and the team he's with. And Caleb, he definitely played great as well, but just I don't think he deserved it as much. So I was definitely surprised by that call. I mean, Owen, that was his prediction, was Caleb.
I can understand that. I was all for Max Dugan, and no, it's not just because his name is Max, like Owen would have probably thought. TCU making it to the college football playoffs, he was their gunslinger. He was the one who was helping lead them. That's really unsurprising there, so congratulations, though. We have to give it to our Heisman winner this year. And right before we end this, we got to talk about Monday Night Football, Patriots winning 27-13. The issue for the Cardinals, Kyler Murray getting injured in this game. We've been waiting for the latest updates so far. As of 12 hours ago, Kyler Murray was set for an MRI on his knee. It was less than 90 seconds into the game, and there was, quote, little doubt that he has a torn ACL. Just unfortunate for a really young prospect. Anytime you can see a quarterback like that go down, you always have to be a bit worried that will he be able to come back and play the way he did, because this kid is a mobile quarterback.
Especially your star quarterback, your franchise quarterback. That's the team the Cardinals look at as their franchise quarterback, their long-term quarterback. So, sucks when it's that guy.
100%. There, I mean, they're hosting the Super Bowl this year, and it doesn't look like the trend will continue anymore with hosting a Super Bowl and getting your team to be there. Just the Cardinals have struggled so far this year.
Well, yeah, because we didn't have someone like a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson go to the Arizona Cardinals. Because you know how Tom Brady went from one team to the Bucs and then played in Tampa
That's
Bay.
True.
And then Stafford went to Rams, played for the Rams, and won in L.A. So
we should have done that.
The next time a quarterback changes, a serious long-term quarterback for a team changes to a team that's playing for the Super Bowl in their city, that's when that team's going to win the Super Bowl. It's just a jinx for some reason.
It should have been Matt Ryan. It should have been Matt Ryan. The Colts should have been in the Super Bowl. There we go. 100% saying it.
We just got to wait for the Colts to host the Super Bowl. I don't know when that'll be, but hopefully.
It's never going
to
happen again.
Hopefully that's when we can draft Manning, Archie Manning, because that would be, imagine having Archie Manning and Marvin Harrison Jr. on the same Colts team building. That would just make the Colts like a family team. This is full circle.
That's 100% Jim Irsay's goal in life, yeah, is to get both of them there. So right before we wrap it up, got to talk about boys hoops. The Giants defeat Cathedral at Southport Fieldhouse over the weekend. Cathedral was undefeated number one. Giants were undefeated number two. They remain undefeated, defeating Cathedral to be the number one team in the land, or at least in Indiana. That was a really fun one to get to watch, fun one to call. Xavier Booker, the Michigan State commit, was held to like only 2 points. He's been struggling as of late. Just like the Giants were able to contain Flory, they were able to contain Xavier Booker. Jake Davis led the way for Cathedral, but otherwise, when we look at the Giants, KJ Windham had 20 points, 6 three-pointers to win that one. So congratulations to the Giants. They will host Warren Central this Friday night, 7:30, and it will be a really fun one. Anytime Warren Central comes to town, you have to go to that one if you can. For girls basketball, we will be there at Columbus East as the Lady Giants travel to the Olympians country. This game is at 7:30 p.m. tonight. They will then take on Zionsville this Thursday. They take on Homestead on Saturday. The Giants travel to Brownsburg on Saturday as well. Great time to be a Giant. Great time to be a basketball fan. This has been a great time to listen to the Sports Spotlight. Anything else we missed, Lucas?
Don't believe so.
All right, so Owen Pulley, you better be here. We don't want to sink this ship anymore like we have this week. That would be entirely my fault.
We need you, Owen.
Exactly.
Hurry.
Clearly, I don't get to be behind the big board anymore. So, for Lucas McKee, I'm Maxwell Gilley, and this has been the Sports Spotlight Indies Giant 90.9.